Now, it's the 50th anniversary of the air display at RAF Cardington, the international flying display. Our reporter, Michael Poles, is there with another special guest. Michael.
Hello, John. Well, we're in a brief lull of noise for the moment. The naval helicopters have left. We've got three tornadoes coming very shortly, so we're going to get on with it here. I have with me Flight Lieutenant Alan Wiggins, who is the officer commanding the 134 Bedford Squadron of the Air Training Corps. Alan, welcome to the programme. We're having a wonderful day here, at least I am, and I hope everybody else. What do you actually do with the Air Training Corps?
I'm commanding officer of the Bedford Air Cadets, and as such, as a reserve officer in the Air Force, I try and get young people, men and women, develop their character, make them a good citizen, etc. If some join the service, is wonderful, but I don't mind if they end up as bank managers or, you know, whatever in life.
I've seen a lot of cadets around in RAF uniform today. What sort of activities do you do with them?
Obviously, this is very special. I mean, it's the 50th anniversary, etc. But we have lessons in aviation. We do teach them things like rifle shooting, go to camps with them, campcraft. We go flying with them, gliding, etc., etc.
I wish I was in the RAF Cadet Corps at school, but there we are. It was not to be, unfortunately. A day like this must take a little bit of organising, to say the least. Do you enjoy doing it?
Yes. I was talked into it about 18 months ago to actually start planning the air show by the staff. It's taken, because I have another life, because I'm a reservist, it's taken every evening for at least the last 6 months just to prepare, write letters, get postage done, etc., etc. It's taken quite a bit of time. My wife had to be very understanding.
And it all runs fairly smoothly during the organisation, of course.
No.
I've seen a very interesting article which I have yet to read. Three falcons.
Tornadoes.
I'm sorry, three tornadoes going past quietly. Oh, I'm led to believe by the PA that's going off behind us. What sort of problems have you been fraught with on this?
It's all the peripherals. The aircraft that suddenly went US on us, you know, in the planning schedule, even months ahead. One of our aircraft, in fact, blew its engine up just literally last weekend, and that caused us to reschedule the whole program. The Red Arrows, who came a short while ago, they wanted to come 13 minutes early. The refueling bowels are broke down, and pilots have come long distance want to have fuel. You know, I've got 130 aircraft on the strip at the moment, just come to watch.
And presumably it costs a lot of money to put this sort of exhibition on.
We have done it on the shoestring. We are a youth organisation. We've had a lot of help from a lot of companies in Bedford, you know, good companies, Autoglass, Hunting Engineering, etc. But we've actually put the whole show on for about £15,000.
Now, I was most amused to see when the Red Arrows flew over, there was a sort of hop, skip and a jump and a squeal of delight, because you were actually very pleased that you got that done, and it really was good. It's very rewarding to see that go over, isn't it?
Yes, it was absolutely super. They actually, they were on their way to Upavon and then back to Scampton, where they're based. They had just enough fuel to divert the 20, 30 miles and to give us a salute with smoke, as you saw. Absolutely fabulous. We were really delighted.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about what is to come this afternoon.
What else is to come? Well, we've got the tornadoes, who you just heard coming through quietly. They're coming through noisy now. And we've got a Hawker Hind coming in next, a Sea Harrier, the Met Police parachute team. We've got military Osters, and we've actually got two of the ATC's own aircraft, a Venture Motorised Glider and a Chipmunk, coming through at the end of the show, just prior to the hot air balloons.
The hot air balloons, that's going to be quite an event, isn't it?
As long as the wind and etc. is to our advantage, we should have at least dozen to 20 hot air balloons lifting off at the far side of the airfield at 6 o'clock.
How long does that take to actually get them inflated? I mean, will they be inflating sort of on the main strip you have in front, or will they be elsewhere?
No, they're just behind the air traffic control. They all take about 20 minutes to fully inflate, and it's all timed that they'll be briefed at, say, 5:15, and at 6 o'clock they'll lift.
Well, I might get some good shots at hot air balloons, which is something I've always wanted to do. Alan, just very briefly, thanks for talking to us so far, but you're not actually in the RAF as such, I understand.
No, I'm a reserve officer. My real occupation is I'm a planning manager for an international railway signalling company based down in Boreham Wood, and I spent half my life jetting around the world.
So that sounds to me like two hobbies rolled into one: aeroplanes and railways.
That's right.
Alan, many thanks for talking to us this afternoon, and I hope the rest of the day goes as well as it has done so far.
Many thanks to you.